Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, December 10th. Christmas events are going to make this a busy weekend. Lake Waccamaw is going to hold its candle walk Thursday at 5:30 at Town Hall. The parade is 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Now, if you would like to be in the parade on Saturday, there's no application fee. There's nothing like that. Just show up at 9 o'clock for lineup at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Now, before that, Tabor City is going to hold the cookie crawl Friday night from 3:30 to 6:30. Pick up your boxes at the library and the Chamber of Commerce. Fair Bluff and Riegelwood will hold their parades on Saturday. Bolton's Parade and Festival is set for Sunday at 3. Wyville's Parade is set for Sunday at 6. After an initial flurry last week, filings have slowed down in area political races. Filing ends December 19th for the March party primaries. In Columbus County commissioner races, incumbent commissioner Barbara Featherson, a Democrat, has filed for District 1 for the seat she already holds. Incumbent Scott Floyd is unopposed as a Republican candidate for District 7. Ricky Bullard, however, is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner District 6. Alonzo MacArthur has filed for District 6 as a Democrat candidate. Brunswick County Attorney J.K. Summers has filed to run for District Attorney. He's challenging First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early. Now, Early was endorsed by John David, who is not running for re-election. Ronnie Strickland has filed to run for the District 2 County School Board. Urban Anzer filed for District 3, and Chris Worley signed up to run for District 4. Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers are officially running for the Republican nomination for Sheriff. Jess Hill is unopposed for the Republican nomination for Clerk of Court. A Bible whose pages had been soaked in an unknown substance was seized at Columbus Correctional last week, according to the Sheriff's Office. The Bible was sent to an inmate at the prison, but it was seized before he received it. Soaking paper in soluble drugs is a common form of smuggling narcotics into prisons. Saturday is the Christmas event at these Columbus County Farmers Markets. It's going to be from 9 until 7. You can meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, and Cindy Lou Who. The Carolina Country Cruisers will have a car show from 9 until 1. Edgewood Chorus will perform at 10:30. You can enjoy crafts, door prizes, games, local artisans and vendors, food, and photo ops all day long. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. Saturday is going to be a very busy day at the Veterans Memorial Park. They're hosting a Wreaths Across America ceremony at 9 a.m. Volunteers will then fan out to place the wreaths in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., the beloved Christmas movie Polar Express will be shown. And Santa's even going to drop by to visit. And at 6:30 p.m. every Friday and Saturday, the park hosts a turkey shoot. For ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, this is Jefferson Weaver.